So in just a moment, we're going to be recognizing our graduates, but I wanted to invite you to watch a video that really is, it's for our graduates, but I think it's also for the Sunday school teachers, the moms and dads or dads, grandparents, aunts, uncles, how God has used you that we can celebrate a day like today. So watch this video, please. Graduation is a time of gratitude. It's a time not only for us to celebrate young people, or whatever age, whether it's high school, college, or beyond graduate school, to recognize those graduates. It's a time of celebrating them, but it's also a time of recognizing. I recently attended a dinner where Dr. John Perkins was sharing an illustration, and one thing that he shared is he shared that none of you pulled yourself up by your own bootstraps. And he said, yeah, let's talk about that for a moment. Like, how many of you, when you were a baby, when you got hungry, crawled out of the crib, walked up, opened the fridge, pulled out the bottle, put it in the microwave? No, we all had help. People were there. People invested in us. They loved us. They made a difference. And so really, we recognize that. I think it's important that, yes, God did use your hard work, your diligence, but there were so many people that without them in your life, it's not and it wouldn't be possible. So graduation is a time of gratitude. It's a time where we give thanks for what God has done. And it's not only is it a time of gratitude, it's also a time of looking forward. We walk through a time of transition and we anticipate what might be next. We wonder what possibilities lie ahead. And we're eager to see what this new chapter of life will bring. The important thing that I think you would want as a graduate, wherever you are, is that 10 years from now, you could look back on what will take place, the decisions you make, and you'd be able to look back without major regret. I say it that way because I think life, it doesn't matter what you do. The older you get, you have regrets. And because you look back and you go, boy, if I had the wisdom I had now, I'd go back, I might do this differently. But my hope for you and our hope for you as a church family, as there's many graduates here, is that you would make some big decisions now that would protect you so that you would look back 10 years from now. You'll have some regret. You'll have some things you wish you'd do over. You'll fail. We all do. I fail. But looking back, that you won't have those big regrets in life. These next 10 years are very significant for those who are either graduating college at a young age or who are graduating high school. They're significant. A lot of life happens. A lot of big decisions happen. And sometimes it's difficult to know what to choose between when making decisions. Now, I'm going to really annoy some of you here this morning, and that's quite all right. But I do know some of you don't know this, but apparently there's been the social media buzz going on. So I want to show you a video, and I want you to listen really closely, and I'm going to do a poll after the video. So let's watch this video.
Laurel.
All right, before you go, what in the world was that? If you haven't seen that, okay, this has become a very big thing. How many, okay, the same recording was played. Raise your hand if you heard Laurel, okay? All right, quite a few of you. Put your hand down. Raise your hand if you heard Yanny. Okay, I'm just looking around. See, that proves that there's different ages. It's not just the younger people. So probably a handful heard Yanny. And so I kind of did this in my own home, and one of my sons heard Yanny. I heard Laurel. I don't really know what's going on. But this has been playing all week. In fact, our world is obsessed with this, probably wasting a lot of time on this. And I see some of you going, oh, why did you have to play that? We were so over that. That was Tuesday. We don't care anymore. And I'm sorry, okay? It just fit with the message. I just had to do it. But is it this or is it that? We're listening. We're trying to say, well, what is it? What is it? And who knows? I don't know if we'll ever know. But but when you think of college and graduation, at times there are these big decisions that we face. Is it this or is it that? And we wonder, you know, do I do this major or do I do that major? Do I keep my major or do I do something else? Do I take a job while I'm a student? Which job do I take when I graduate? Which company? Do I move out of the area? Do I stay in the area? Do I date this person or do I not? Do I save money and buy an older car that has a little bit of rust on it? Or do I go to the car dealership and buy a new car and finance it? There are so many decisions, and I'm just scratching the surface on some of those that you'll be facing, that we all face in life. Is it this or is it that? And sometimes it's not clear, although we all know it's saying Laurel. That's what I hear. But sometimes it's not clear, and we have to make a decision. I wish it were as easy that I could tell you as a pastor, as a friend, that if you follow God, you're going to know every single specific decision along the way. You know, you're going to be able to, this is going to date me. Remember the days of dialing 411? Yeah, nobody knows that anymore. So some of us remember the days you could just dial for information. You could just have things right away. And there really isn't the ability for us to know a lot of these decisions that we have to make. There's some great wisdom in Scripture. Proverbs is a book that will tell you many, many things. It'll talk to you about lending money. It'll warn you. It'll warn you about borrowing money, excessive money, unwisely. Proverbs has tons of practical wisdom, and I would encourage you, not just for our graduates, but Proverbs, 31 chapters. Read a chapter a day. You can read it through in most months. The wisdom that is there is so valuable. But what I want to do just quickly is I want to raise before you one decision that is more important, more significant, more costly than any other decision you make. And so I want to invite you to look at Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. I'm going to put this on the screen here. Can you read this along with me? Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. It's a very well-known scripture. In fact, some of you may have received a graduation card with this scripture in it. It's been so well-known that at times we just read over it. But it's in an important place in the book of Proverbs because this decision of what you do with God is so significant that it affects every other decision you make. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Put all of your confidence in a relationship with God. Do not rely on your own understanding, but know him in all your ways, whether that's at this college or this college, whether it's at this job or that job, whatever your circumstances, whatever your ways are, know him personally. Walk with him, and he will make your paths straight. Now, this isn't one of those promises that it's not saying that if you trust in the Lord, you'll never make a mistake or fail. If I had time, this room's full of some very mature Christians who followed Jesus for a long time, and they failed recently. They've made mistakes. So this is not a blanket promise that if I trust in God, God will never let me fail. That's not what this passage is saying. But rather, it's encouraging us to make it a priority to know God, and to realize that God is at work in our lives. When we put him first, he is at work in leading us. He guides us on the path. He makes our path straight. So really, this passage puts a simple choice before us, a very simple choice. Is it self-reliance? That's leaning on your own understanding. Are you depending on yourself, or are you trusting in the Lord? And the wisdom from this passage says, trust in the Lord. He will not fail you. He will direct you. He will guide you. Let him lead you through all the significant decisions. He'll pick you up when you fail. When you look back and say, what was I thinking? I thought I was right. He will be there for you if you walk faithfully with him. Simple truth is that God will open doors and he will lead you. But he will lead you when you're on the path of obedience and faithfulness. So be faithful to him. Know him. Love him. Spend time with him. You can't do that by yourself. So if God moves you out of the area, find a church. Commit to walk with other Christians. You'll never find a perfect church. This is not a perfect church. Find a church where you can go, where you can belong, where you can be known. Walk with the Lord. Let him lead you, because God will open doors and he will lead you while you're on the path of obedience and faithfulness. So be faithful to him. next 10 years, there'll be some great things that are going to happen. There's going to be some really tough things. There'll be pain. There'll be unexpected things take place that'll really devastate you at times. But trust in the Lord in all your ways. Let him lead you. He will not fail you. Parents, let me encourage you, be there. Be there for not just your kids, but now for your adult children. Be there for them. Love them. Believe in them. Encourage them. Realize they're going to make mistakes. Be there to show them unconditional love. Pray for them. Encourage and help them. And realize that God is active, and he will bless, and he will be at work even in and through your prayers. I want to pause and just pray and give you a chance to respond, to renew that commitment. Carolyn Vance is then going to come, and she's going to share a presentation to congratulate our students. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for your word that is timeless. That reminds us at every point of life, you call us to trust in you. You call us to depend upon you, to know you in all of our ways, wherever we go, wherever we are, to personally walk with the true and living God. So we pray that this truth would be applied to our hearts, that we would renew a commitment deeply within us, that even though we don't know what the future brings, may we follow you, may we walk with you, and may we obey you, because it's on the path of faithfulness and obedience that God is at work in opening doors and leading us and in guiding us. It's in his name we pray. Amen.